Hello all, I am Rocky here with Punk Rock Cheeseburger, and I'm doing another Rocky's review. This time I'm actually doing my first book review. Alright, so let me start off by saying I'm honestly not a huge reader. It's just not my thing. Give me like a comic book or a short story, then I'm okay. But as far as like reading legit books, I'm not really into it. I think it has a lot to do with what I do as my quote unquote day job, with that I actually read a lot throughout my normal work week. So with life being busy and my fantastic ability to put off important things in my life, it did take me a little while to start this book up. However, and I know this is going to sound cliche, but once I started reading the book, I was hooked, man. It also helps that the story revolves around punk bands and the punk scene itself, which kind of takes me back to my glory days being in my local scene. The book reminded me a lot of the things I've seen and experienced being around kind of the atmosphere in the past. The attitude, the music, the people trying to make it like as like the next cool punk band, but not really giving a shit either. Troublemaking we did, and not really giving a shit in general. Just wanting to hang out with friends, you know. Like, I don't know. Maybe you don't know. But yeah, it's like, it's all about like the punk scene. And now with that said, let me say this. Along with my other reviews, this may be a little short. As you may know, I don't really like going into many details or giving away the whole story. I really want you folks to actually experience it for yourselves. So yeah, I'm just babbling now. Anyway, the book I speak of is called Loose Gravel and is written by Ginny Phantom. I hope I'm saying that right. And I just want to give you guys a little bit of info on Ginny and her background too. So I never actually met Ginny, but I have had several like interactions with her online. And she does seem to be like, she's like a legitimately cool chick who, she's been around the Canadian music scene for a while. She was a club DJ, a college radio DJ. She was a drummer for several Canadian punk bands throughout her career. She's also a music promoter and obviously an author, writer. Like I said, she seems to be pretty experienced and she's a cool person. So yeah, so let's get into the book. Again, it's called Loose Gravel, and right off the bat, one of the things I liked about the book was it dives right in. You're on the street, you're packing up the gig van with members of the punk band Spooge as they're getting ready to go on tour, but not before Lion, Steve, and Marcus have to pick up their female drummer Sam from the hospital, and that's just where like the story begins. The details written in this book really painted a scene, and again, takes me back to some of the days of like hangovers after a show, lighting up the first cigarette in the morning and trying to remember what happened, you know, like the good old days. As you move along with this group of greasy punks, as I like to put them, you slowly get to know like them and like a bit of their personalities as they attempt to like go on tour using like, you know, like the barely running shit van that I feel like, well, like, you know, like we all had to deal with if you were ever in a band of your own. Obviously there's ups and downs for like the group, more so downs it seems, with setbacks and disappointments floating around. You know, there's love interests, there's hookups, along with life's like typical letdowns and so much more. Pretty much something for everyone, I think. And on top of the amazing story, the characters you meet throughout the book are pretty fucking incredible. The book was just, it was just good to read. It's like, it's a great story with great characters. It reminds me of hanging out with friends and sharing old stories about like when we were young and all the stupid and cool shit we used to do. Like I said earlier, the details written throughout like the book really makes for a great experience. From the sound of like the cigarette being stomped out to the hair of the characters, the smells, the atmospheres, it's just all there and like puts you in the middle of everything. Again, it was like, it was truly a great experience and a good read. And this is coming from the guy who hates to read. So, like, with that said, I truly suggest finding a copy of this book. Again, it's called Loose Gravel by Jenny Fantham. You can find it online at, I believe it's jennybooks.myshopify.com. And as usual, I will put the links in the description for you guys. You can find Loose Gravel's Facebook page at facebook.com/loose.gravel.180. And you can find Jenny herself on Instagram at Jenny F Books, I believe it is. And seriously, guys, go check it out and let me know what you think of it, or go find Jenny and let her know personally. I appreciate all of you for listening. I will talk to you all next time. So for now, you all have a good night, day, and or evening. Bye.